If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din al-Azam, ghayr din Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching maqasid, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. Sheikh Javid, I'm going to start this episode with this question. Is one allowed to start to pray behind a congregational prayer leader or imam that he or she doesn't have any kind of information about, and he or she doesn't know anything, like, for example, those qualities that you talked about in the previous episodes?
Well, it is very much important for a person to have knowledge of the imam and to know him, to understand that, you know, that he meets and fulfills certain requirements, one of which is justice. And if a person knows through any Sharia means, through any means, that the prayer leader is just and that he has an unblemished character, it is, you know, permissible to pray behind him, and the congregational prayer would be correct. Now, if a person does not actually know, and he has no information, nothing, and he cannot actually follow him, he cannot, you know, stand behind him and offer Jama'ah prayer.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, sometimes the face of the prayer leader, that the way he conducts himself, you know, shows that he is just, that he fulfills certain conditions. For example, if a prayer leader, you know, has beard and he's modest in his behavior, he is very much, you know, humble, he doesn't seem to be committing any sins. And in that case, of course, you know, and also there are other you know, circumstantial evidence that shows that he is, for example, just. When you, for example, when you see that there are a number of people, a number of believers, follow him during prayers, so this is a piece of evidence which simply indicates that the person is qualified for the leadership. Otherwise, other mu'mineen would also have, they would not follow him, they would not stand behind him.
I see. Sheikh Javid, maybe for the sake of clarity, we need to define what justice is, right? Because it's one of the, you know, frequently spoken, talked about, or concepts in the world, but less defined.
Yes.
Would you please tell us and tell our audience about the meaning of justice in the opinion of Grand Ayatollah Khamenei?
Well, it is, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, it is a psychological state due to which a person always, you know, enjoys piety, which prevents him from neglecting obligatory duties or actually doing things forbidden according to Islamic law. You know, it is a kind of attribute that is ingrained in you that makes you, you know, act without act in the right way without even thinking. For example, you do not tell a lie, you do not backbite other people, you do not slander, you do not, you know, violate other people's right, because of that very psychological state, because of that very trait that is embedded in you, that quality that is embedded in you, which makes you do something in the right way and avoid things which are haram. And Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that in order for you to recognize the state of justice, it is sufficient that you see the apparent goodness of the person, the apparent goodness of the person. Just as I said, if someone is apparently good, if someone actually conducts himself in a proper way, that is a sign of him being pious and just.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and discuss and continue our episode of Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, can a person, one individual, pray behind a person who has the ability, for example, or the capacity to enjoin the good and forbid the evil, but does not?
You're right. Well, the mere abstention from enjoining people to do good,
right,
and forbidding, you know, them from evil, which in itself could be due to some reasons acceptable for the, you know, for the people who has this duty to perform, neither becomes a cause for invalidating the person's justice, nor does it become an obstacle for others to, you know, perform prayer behind that person. Mm-hmm. So there are certain, probably problems, certain, you know, observations that the individual might have, which is why he does not enjoin the good and does not forbid the bad. You know, we do understand that enjoining the good and forbidding the evil depends on a number of, factors, and those factors must be available in order for enjoining to become obligatory. For example, if you know that your enjoining does not have any effect on the individual, and no matter if you forbid someone from doing something, from doing evil, it will not have any effect in the least on that individual. In that case, it's not obligatory on you to enjoin the good and forbid from evil. Though, of course, enjoining the good and forbidding evil, generally speaking, is obligatory. But yes, it depends on the conditions and the circumstances. And, of course, we know the person who enjoins the good or forbids the evil, he better understands his own conditions or the conditions which he is in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we should not judge him. We should not pass any judgment about him when we see that he is not doing this. You know, there are certain reasons for not doing it.
Right.
And he has his own reason for not doing it. Otherwise, everybody likes to advise other people to enjoin them to do good and forbid them from bad, because no one likes bad things. No one likes, you know, evil things.
Okay. Sheikh Javid, sometimes it's too hard to find an apartment or a place of residence for one single individual. So people come together, like some youth, in fact, they live in a youth hostel and, live together, basically, to share, for example, the, the accommodation fee, basically.
Yeah, they live in the same dorm, for example.
Yes, exactly. And probably some of them are students.
Yeah.
That is normally the case, but they are not the students of religion, right?
Yeah.
Or they don't study religious studies. They only study at the university. Can one of these guys become the leader of a prayer and everybody else goes behind him and start praying?
Well, the Islamic Sharia does not say that the person leading the jama'ah or the Friday, the congregation prayer, must be, a student of religion, or he must be a scholar, a religious scholar. No. If there are five people and one person chooses to lead the prayer, provided that he is, he meets those five, six conditions, one of which is, justice, It is quite permissible and it's quite recommended. And of course, those five people will gain the sawab, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's also very important that the person who leads the prayer, his pronunciation is, should be good. He should understand, you know, he should be able to recite and pronounce the letters and words correctly, you know. Mm-hmm. If someone's pronunciation is not good, it's not permissible to follow him during prayer.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو